good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, July the 11th, 2016, 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears back with you on the Now program, and boy, is it good to be back home in the WWGH studio. We are playing an interview with Dick Gregory, as Mr. Gregory will be appearing in the comedy club, the Funny Bone, tonight in Easton, 7:30 p.m., and we're going to have more from Mr. Gregory this hour, about 15 minutes, the remainder of that interview. And remember, we're going to have more with Mr. Gregory this week, as we are going to tape some interviews with him tonight at the comedy show, so you're not going to want to miss that at all. That being said, let's continue on with the interview with Dick Gregory. But directly following this interview, there's only about 15 minutes left. We're going to come back at 1:30 and talk about everything we didn't get a chance to talk about last week when we were at the fair: Hillary Clinton's emails, the killings that have been going on, the racism in the country. We're going to talk about it all in about 15 minutes, right after Dick Gregory.
To me, I remember the police brutality. There's a rhythm that comes to me that makes me stand on the porch and wave at the firetruck. When I was growing up and I hear a cop car, I say the prayer that it be safe. You're a boy. Say the same thing for fire trucks. Now, I hear a cop car, I say it's quiet, but it's different. Please bless and protect them, and also bless the people on their way to deal with. That's my plan. That's my plan. And so when you stop and think about, where do we go? Where do we go? I used to ask my mother, "Miss, you honor your mother and father." She spoke Hitler was my daddy. I'm supposed to honor it. Am I?
It's
I didn't celebrate Thanksgiving in my house. You know what? The Indians taught us Thanksgiving. And I haven't been around one black person. That don't say they're not. But I hear them include the Indian suffering on Thanksgiving Day. Well, I don't want to be with y'all. Let me be with you. I don't want them to eat. I don't want to participate with joy and festivity. The way we use this. That's all.
There are two things that are for sure in this world. Number one, there will never be another Dick Gregory. And number two, if you miss the performance tonight at the Easton Town Center, 145 Easton Station in Columbus, Ohio, telephone number 614-471-5653, and miss the chance to see this man, to hear this kind of thing in person, in your life, you will regret it. Those are the two things. Mr. Gregory, I will be there tonight. I look forward to it. And as always, it is my honor to have you on the program.
Thank you much. Peace and love to you. And let me just say this. If I'm accused of driving drunk, hitting these people and killing them, then if I said, those of y'all that's listening to this show at 12 noon every day, pray that the truth will come out. Now, you can't play with God. I can trick the church. I can take drug money to the Catholic Church, to the Baptist Church, all of them. But you can't trick the universal God. And so I'd just like to ask you that's listening, what we just looked at, just pray to God that the truth come out. And if what they're telling us is true, that's what we asking for. You're not going to trick God. Trick the Pope. The Pope came to America 6 months ago. He had sciatica so bad he couldn't hardly walk. So I want him to wash my feet. You know, crazy. And so again, that's all I'm asking. Not to have you. The truth come out. The truth. come up. So again, my brother, I will see you tomorrow. Those of y'all that's listening, that's coming by, come on by. You get on that stage, just listen, I'm out of here. If you, well, you live in what, Dayton?
Marion, just 45 minutes away.
Marion, okay. The rubber capital of the world is where?
That is Akron.
Akron. Did you know that most folks in the civil rights movement didn't know? But do you know millions of dollars to the civil rights movement came from the rubber company? Did you know that?
I didn't.
You can't get as more racist in that little town at that time. You know why they gave so many millions of dollars to the civil rights movement without us knowing it? You know why?
I don't.
They knew that there would be busing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And white folks never felt the insult that for 100 years we saw white children in the busing, and they called it busing. Now when the courts say you have to do the same thing with me, they call this forward thrusting. What a hell of a thing for a little child to hear grown white folks in the mightiest nation in the world that I'm forcing somebody to do something. Oh, you pay for that. Now watch this. The law is that when you get the buses, every 30 days you have to change the tires. Yeah, well,
I and just for the record, not that I had any doubt, but we did check it on the internet. The Daily Mail, Washington Times, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump are 19th cousins. Was there ever any doubt? Not on my behalf.
Yeah, no, but you owe that to your people. Hmm?
Yeah, and there it is. And they can look just as well as we did.
And I'll give you a name, which I'm not. Of a personal friend of mine that writes both of them speeches. Hello? Now, the other piece is this. Do you believe, here's a little, Bernie Sanders, his mama probably didn't even know where he was. He lived in a state, they probably don't even have mosquitoes. Are you telling me he can raise almost $400 million? Well, if you believe that, then what they fixing to pull off on you. I've been so busy running, I hit my text and messages off. Dang a Russian woman. I am so-and-so. I was at that meeting in Budapest 5 years ago. And I'm looking at the news now, and everything you said there is happening now. You can see that coming. You can see it coming.
You know something, Mr. Gregory? It's very interesting.
Yes.
Because with Bernie Sanders, and I'm not always the quickest to catch on these things, but when he was the big anti-corporate guy and $27 a donation and all this, when we booked a surrogate on this show, we called up his campaign and said, could we have somebody come on when the Ohio primary was going on? The person they sent on was Ben from Ben and Jerry's. The anti-
You know what I'm... Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where you was going.
Yeah.
That's where the big money is funded, through Ben and Jerry's. Okay?
There we go.
Okay? And I'm not talking about no $27.
That's exactly right. It was a tremendous irony to introduce the man who's whopping Hillary for being Wall Street when his surrogate is one of the biggest corporate money makers in the country.
Yep.
And there you go.
You got it.
You just put it together sometimes.
And when I see you tomorrow, I'll punch up this before I get there. A New York Times story that 1.5 million black men is missing.
Mm.
Okay? If you got the computer close, where you do it now?
I do.
million black men is missing. Missing don't mean they in jail. Missing don't mean that they in you. If they missing, well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll tell you where they are.
And that's in the New York Times. Tonight, 7:30 p.m., Columbus, Ohio. Mr. Gregory, I can't wait.
Can I got 2 more minutes.
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Bunch of, you know, the mess that happened at the church in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Did you know that's where Juneteenth was invented?
I didn't know that.
Juneteenth is a big celebration that black folks were celebrating for years of the end of slavery. This is June the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Now, how a little redneck, white boy that ain't finished grade school know that if I go to this church and hit it on the 17th, that's the last day of festivity of Juneteenth. Now, here's what I want you to do. Now, if you punch up Google BBC or Google I'm thinking of Time magazine, but it's the other magazine. What's the other magazine? Not Time.
Newsweek?
Newsweek. Punch up Newsweek, and you see a headline said, Justice Department. Now, the shooting supposedly took place on the 17th. On the 19th, you see a story where Justice Department fast-tracks $29 million to the families of the people that was killed. New York Times didn't run it. You hear what I just said?
I did. And as a teaser for everybody, as you said, we're going to find out where those 1.5 million black men have going, and we're also going to ask Mr. Gregory, 1 week from today, the Republican convention takes place just 2 hours up the road in Cleveland, Ohio. Is there anything on the horizon for that?
Well,
we're going to find out.
You hear I'm hearing about the type of violence it's going to have. You hear that? You hear them talking about people's on their way with guns and da da da. That'll get you martial law. That'll get everything suspended, including the election. Okay.
Was it any coincidence that you're here 1 week before, or did you do that purposely?
Oh no, I don't book.
Okay, I understand.
Those clubs, this group owns them all across the country.
But what a coincidence.
Every time I go in them, the house is so full, I get a little sit aside. And, my oldest brother, his son, is one of the funniest comics and one of the great writers in America. And I never knew that until this year. We started doing gigs together. My brother.
I've heard it. He's out of Ohio, isn't he?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of him. It's going to be tremendous. I hope I can find a seat at the event.
Don't worry about it. You my guest.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. That's the way to be. It's going to be, this really is going to be a big event, folks. I mean, we don't stamp many things here many times, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime. Columbus, Ohio, tonight, 7:30, the Funny Bone, Easton Center. Mr. Gregory, just a few hours, and we'll see each other there.
Thank you. God bless, and peace and love to you, the family, and all you live.
Take care.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
The one and only Dick Gregory. It doesn't get any better than that. Now, does it?
Nope, that guy is definitely, he's a legend, man, that's for sure.
And moments away, we will be departing the studio.
You know what,
here.
I'm anxious, I'm ready, let's go.
Well, we should let the listening audience know. Now, we did get a chance to meet Mr. Gregory last year in person at the Kent State 40th anniversary event. But it was very difficult because it was outside, everybody was around him. I did get about a 15-minute interview, but everybody was there, everybody was around, it was a real...
He was signing all kinds of stuff.
And the picture we got of us together is me looking down out of the sun with a microphone in his face, and he's looking down trying to autograph a record.
Yeah.
So today, maybe we'll have better pictures for you on the Facebook page when we get back, and we certainly will have better video and audio. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Now, all that being said, we were at the fair last week, and we do want to once again reiterate that we thank Sean Kraft and Adam Lepp for all the work they did in the studio last week while we were off at the fair. Thank you so much for everything you did. But because we were at the fair, we couldn't take phone calls, and there was a lot going on in the world last week.
Yeah.
So let's get into one of our normal stints here. Or if you have anything about what Dick Gregory just said, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We are live right now. And also, I do know that... We had calls while we were going last week of people who wanted to get on the air. So if you want to get on the air, guess what? We're back. We're live. We're here.
And the phone lines
are
open.
Let's shoot it out.
Yep.
Okay, let's start with the first thing that happened last week, which was Hillary Clinton by Mr. Comey, the head of the FBI. He deemed her as very careless, but not doing anything illegal.
Cleared her vulva.
Cleared her of everything. She will not be indicted. She will not face any criminal charges. This was the thing that was over her head. It came a week after Benghazi, where the Benghazi panel finalized their deal and said she was not culpable in any way for Benghazi. Now they say she faces no criminal charges in the email scandal. What does this say to Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think now she can actually kind of get on with her campaign, even though she kind of was anyway. She can kind of, you know, focus more now on the presidency that she's running for and not have to worry about this incident or what lingering over her head, you know.
Do you think people really felt it was going to fall on her head?
I think a lot of people really believed that she, you know, you've seen a lot of Hillary in jail signs and all that. So I really think a lot of people thought she was going to get prosecuted.
Is that a bias, though?
Yeah.
Before somebody is convicted, to put up Hillary in jail.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that show your bias?
Sure it does. I think people had already drawn their own conclusion before the FBI did their investigation or anything. They'd already drawn their own conclusion. And it seems like in our society, instead of being innocent until proven guilty, guilty until proven innocent.
Well, do you have any reason to doubt this Mr. Comey? I mean, they sent him to Congress 2 days later, questioned him for 3 hours on everything.
Well, did you hear the last statement he made to the guy? The guy that was, I don't know what the guy's name that was giving him a hard time. He told the guy, he said, "Look me right in the eye." And he said, "I have never doctored any paperwork for anybody." He said, "So take that back to your constituents."
Well, explain this to me. What would Comey's motive be to convict Hillary? And by the way, I also, Dan Abrams, who's a legal analyst
for
one of
MSNBC,
these stations.
Yeah.
He was on a show the other day and was talking about how nobody has ever been convicted for what Hillary Clinton did.
There you go.
So why would he make her stand trial?
Right.
I'm really confused on what this is about. Because, you know, if somebody's done something illegal, prosecute them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, Republican, Democrat,
sure.
Prosecute
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
But don't. This is the FBI. If you think the FBI has political leanings, then you better watch out.
Yeah.
Because if the FBI has political leanings, because whatever you are, the D or the R, you could be shipped off to jail. But you know what? To me, I've never known the FBI to have political leanings since J. Edgar Hoover. And I'm not even sure he really had political leanings. He hated JFK. So should we say that because Hoover hated JFK, that he was a real inefficient head of the FBI?
We can't say that. I mean,
well, I mean, if that's true, I mean, we know he hated JFK.
We know that.
He wiretapped him. He did everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So since J. Edgar Hoover illegally at that time, no Patriot Act, tapped a president for political personal reasons, why is his name on the FBI building? Because he's really ineffective.
Sure.
He's an ineffective leader.
Yeah.
So should we just take his name off.
Right.
J. Edgar Hoover is a bipartisan person. Get him out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see what you're saying. To me, it almost seems like somebody had said, and I heard, that they said that this guy was a Republican, this head of the FBI.
He was a Republican. He was a Republican, and then he became an independent.
Okay, and then he became an independent. Okay. I just wanted to confirm, see if I heard that correctly.
Here's my thing with the emails, even outside of James Comey. When you have a murder, when you have fraud, when you have any kind of charges brought against anybody, what is the first thing the cops look for?
Phone records and.
Well, I mean, but what if you okay?
Oh, fingerprints.
Well, I'm saying I know what we're going. Okay, let's say I murder somebody.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but the cops don't know I've murdered them. Okay, but they want to get a case against me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any evidence. What's the first? How do they? Why are they even suspecting that I killed this person?
The weapon? I mean,
motive.
Yeah, motive. Okay.
You gotta have a motive.
I gotcha.
Because every crime has a motive.
Sure.
You know, you don't just do something. I mean, look at the killings last week of the police officers. His motive was the things that had happened the week before. The guy who went in and killed the gay people. Motive. Did not. Maybe got dropped by a homosexual person. ISIS hates America. That's their motive. O.J. Simpson, crime of passion against his ex-wife. That's the motive. Bill Clinton wanted to have an affair. That's his motive. What's Hillary Clinton's motive in giving the enemy, which is what this is all about, giving the enemy classified information? What's her motive?
A lot of people are going to say it's money, probably.
Did she get? Is there any money coming her way?
I don't think so, but they're going to probably say her campaign got some money or something, and because wasn't Bill friends with all those guys, they said, or like the Arabs? And
well, right, but why would you give them information that's going to hurt the country you live in?
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand.
And they're not even saying she gave it to them purposely.
Right.
They're saying she was just careless with what she was doing.
That's what she was doing, yeah. That's the part I guess I don't understand about this whole thing is that, you know, I don't understand what her motive was. You know, was she ultimately trying to, I mean, I'm sure she's probably trying to save the guy. I mean, she didn't want him to get killed.
No, but I'm not talking about Benghazi.
Oh.
I'm talking about the emails.
Oh, the emails. Oh.
What was her reason to use a private server?
Yeah. What was it because maybe she didn't want somebody to know, you know? That she
I think that's her motive. I think that's why she did it. But if we're talking about prosecuting her of a crime.
Yeah.
And the prosecution of that crime is that she intentionally gave classified information. What's her motive for intentionally giving classified information?
That I don't know. I don't know.
So don't you have to have a motive if you have a crime?
Sure.
If somebody knows her motive, tell me.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Certainly didn't do her any good.
No.
Okay, Benghazi. Now let's go to that one.
Okay.
What is her motive to have people killed in that embassy?
Boy, like I say, I just keep coming back to, you know, will people say it's money-driven? I don't know.
But because they got to kill somebody in an embassy, they're going to give money to the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, I don't... You know, I don't know.
I can't connect those dots.
No, I don't know. I'm just grasping for straws here. I don't really know.
Well, that's what I'm confused about. I'm just looking for some kind of motive in all this, and maybe this person will give us the motive. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. This is Ron.
Yes.
Hey, I see on the little advertisements of that wreck that happened Friday.
Yes.
That was my cousin. I grew up with him.
Mm.
He died on the impact of the wreck.
Well, I tell you, Ron, you certainly have our condolences on that. I think, 26 or 28 years old?
Yeah.
Was he the passenger?
I grew up with him. That one kind of hurt.
Yeah, was he the passenger, Ron? Was that right?
Yeah, he was a passenger, and I guess the guy in the Durango had a seizure, and medicine. And
Was that what happened? I didn't really hear. Was that what happened? I didn't really hear what happened on that.
Yeah, he was taking seizure medicine and new medication, and he was waiting at a doctor, I guess. And he veered over to the other side of the road and struck. It missed the driver's side, but it struck the, got more of the passenger side.
So
they had to use the jaws to get him out.
Oh, oh my God.
So, Ron, it was the 68-year-old driver of the other vehicle. Are you, they had a seizure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what caused the wreck?
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I'm told, what the family is, our whole family's told.
Ron, I'm honestly, from the bottom of my heart, man, my condolences go to you, buddy. I mean, seriously, that's a tough one to take.
Huh?
Right there. That's a tough one to take right there. You know?
Yeah, that one is, because I grew up with him.
Yeah.
How's his family doing? Does he have a wife or kids or anything?
He didn't have no kids or a wife. His mom and dad, my aunt and uncle, are taking it real, real hard.
Do we know the funeral arrangements as of yet?
We're trying to get the money and everything all rounded up, and
are they taking up a donation anywhere, Ron, or anything for him? Or?
No, I've been trying. My mom's been trying, and
well, Ron, give your number right now,
yeah,
and that way, if somebody wants to donate money, they can call you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you got a pen?
Yeah. No, just go ahead and
just
give it
ahead,
to
you're
over
right
the
on
air.
Go ahead and give it over the air.
It's 740-244-0510.
And that will go to the funeral fund for
Anthony.
Anthony Denny, who passed away Friday in that wreck on Center Street. Ron, I tell you, oddly enough, normally I'm not on Center Street because I live on Route 95 and I come to the station here every day about that time. And Friday morning, because of the fair last week, I was going to the fair, so I went down Center Street to get to the fair, and 10:20 in the morning's when it happened. I didn't see the wreck, but I was there right as the cleanup was going on, and it was very horrific, and our condolences go to you. I hope people can help with the funeral expenses. Give that number one more time.
It's 740-244-0510.
And how are the other two people who were hurt in the accident?
Yeah, how they doing?
There was three.
Three others? How are they doing?
From what I heard is the driver, he got a laceration on the head, and the one who was ejected from the truck bed, he's down at a Columbus hospital, and the driver of the Dakota is down in a Columbus hospital.
Well, we
I have no other words on how they're doing.
Well, if you get any updates, please feel free to call
absolutely
in between this time any day, Ron.
Okay. And the wreck there, I went over, we put balloons and everything. Anybody who wants to, I got a board, like a cover board, we decorated the pole where the crash happened. I mean, if anyone wants to come by and, like, sign it or anything, they're more than welcome to come by, or, you know, whatever but I've got to warn you, there's glass all over. There's still glass embedded into the pole.
Mm.
So, I mean, if anyone wants to come over and, like, sign it or, you know, they're more than welcome to.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for calling in, and
our
stay well.
Our condolences, bud.
Stay well.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Okay. A tough one. That was
a tough one
Friday morning. Of all mornings to be on Center Street,
sure.
It was...
Well, you know, I went down by there. Was that around...
10:20
is
when the wreck happened.
Yeah, I was around there, too. I was headed to the, you know, yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, it's a tragedy.
Yep.
Tragedy.
And, of course, Ron's a kind of a member of our...
Oh, without a question. And it's sad because the gentleman who was driving the other truck, obviously, he was having a seizure. That happens. I don't know what you can do. I mean, didn't we hear earlier on, right after the radio station got on the air 2 years ago when this crash happened down by the hospital, wasn't that caused by a guy having a seizure? I think maybe we need to look into something here, even if it's just locally.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't say that it was the guy's fault, because if you issue him a driver's license...
Right. Well, and the parallels are very similar between these two, because the other gentleman said he was in the process of getting new seizure medicine, too, when he had...
Well, just remember, it could be you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know.
It could be you. And there are, by the way... For people who don't know who are on seizure medication, there are pharmacies that will deliver in this town, so you don't have to drive to get your seizure medication. Kroger Pharmacy delivers, as well as the medicine shop up on Center
Street. Yeah. Oh.
Ironically enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, check into it.
Yeah.
Okay. from sad thing. I mean, yeah. There's just nothing more we can say about that.
Tough,
it's running
tough,
on the news
tough.
Today.
Yes.
740-383-9944. Back to the Hillary email thing. Why now, though? But, boy, Congress, they weren't going to prosecute her. That wasn't enough.
Yeah.
No. We got to bring in Comey. We got to grill him for 3 hours. And now we've got to open up a congressional look into this, which the only thing the congressional thing could do is strip her of her clearance to look at. They can't try her. She can't get any criminal charges. People seem to be confused about that. But how are you going to take somebody's information who's running for president, classified information? That's not going to happen. So to me, this is an absolute waste of the taxpayers' money. Absolute waste. Maybe these people in Congress should start looking at gun control. Maybe these people in Congress should start looking at why police officers are having such an issue with the African-American community. Maybe we should get off Hillary Clinton's back and let the voters choose. You don't want Hillary Clinton to be president? Guess what? Don't vote for her in November.
Right.
But Congress, go do something else.
Yeah.
Get off Democrat and Republican, get off your lazy keister for the first time and deal with an issue. I'm tired of all this mumbo-jumbo into nothing.
Yeah.
It's all political.
It's a waste of time now, you know.
And money.
Yeah.
$7 million? It was more. Was it more than that?
More
that
than
went
that,
into the Benghazi investigation?
I'm thinking I heard like 9 or 10, but
to come out to what?
Yeah.
Well, she's not culpable.
Yeah.
That's what we get from that.
$9 or $10 million, which could have passed a gun control or something, you know, I mean.
Do something. Get off your
Everyone
rear end.
Everyone keeps saying, oh, they're not going to do nothing until the election.
What are they going to do at the election, Don?
Yeah. Oh, with the election, you get the new president, and, you know, then there'll be more.
Well, just remember, folks, that Benghazi trial, the FBI looking into Hillary Clinton, the congressional hearings that are going to go on, just remember, that's your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
And by the way, you want to tie it to Ohio, who was there during that grilling of Comey? Did you see the pictures of Jim Jordan?
Ah. Way to go, yeah. Of course, gosh knows how much that cost us, you know. I mean, taxpayer dollar-wise, I mean, that's...
Now, did she lie about having classified emails? Well, maybe. But did she lie to the FBI? No. Mm. So...
So therefore, and as far as I'm concerned, the FBI is the, as long as she was straight with the FBI.
Well, how many people lie about things until they are under oath?
Sure.
Tons of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that. It's over.
Yep.
It's over, folks.
Yep.
You're just blowing money out
Move
the door.
On, yeah.
So, moving on.
Let's stop some of these killings. Let's stop some
Let's
of these.
Get to that, because the two killings last week, and then we're going to move to what happened in Dallas, because that was the culmination of it all. What about the two killings? The videos.
Oh.
The videos of the guy getting shot in the car and the girlfriend videotaping.
She streamed it,
it
you know. Streamed.
And her daughter is in the back
yeah.
seat. What?
What? And the video, when it looked like the cop was on top of the guy.
Why did he shoot him?
He said, the lady said, didn't he, wasn't he reaching for his wallet to get his, to, he told him he had a concealed,
getting his wallet.
Concealed carry.
See, if you're going to fire back on an officer, are you going to tell him you got the gun on you? I'm sitting down in a car.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know that I have my weapon. And why did the officer still have the gun on him when he's laying there unconscious and bloody?
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that? Yeah, you could see he was gasping for air, but it looked like when the EMTs got there, they were consulting the officer who killed him.
Well, what about the guy in the convenience mart who they had on the ground when they shot him in the chest?
Chest, yeah.
How much damage could he do laying flat on the ground?
Exactly. I mean, the guy's already got a bullet in him. I mean, he's not going
to... Now, say all that to say this. You don't shoot police officers.
Sure.
You don't shoot police officers. No. And this guy in Dallas was obviously nuts, and he's gone, so you're not going to try him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's horrible.
What'd we lose? Five officers?
Five officers. Mm-hmm. Picked them off. And the thing was, all officers are not bad. These officers were probably perfectly fine gentlemen.
Well, the thing that bugs me is, and me and my family had a little discussion about this last night, is that what I kind of get tired of is these cops that don't that stick up for these bad cops instead of just saying that they're bad cops. They still want to defend these cops. Why can't they just come out and say, this is not me, I don't do, this guy's a bad guy, you know, but they don't do that.
I don't know. I think it enraged people. I think it pushed them over the edge. I think they got to a place where they necessarily didn't want to be. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's obviously there's some rogue cops out there, you know, and it just, like I say, it just bugs me that nobody holds them accountable, you know. I mean, as far as from the police always want, oh, you know, they never come out and say, this is not who we are, you know, this is just a bad cop, you know.
Nobody's perfect, and I think we better start living by that moniker, because what are we to do? What are we to do?
Right. You know, we're all one people here, I mean, you know.
It's just sad. The whole thing is sad. Two men dead, murdered in front of his family, the other just murdered, period.
Yeah. And,
and five cops dead.
Five cops dead, yeah.
It's sad.
It is.
It really is hurtful and internally hard to imagine that somebody would try to pick off five cops
like
that.
Yeah, that's the part that it just... I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
By and large, in my life, the cops have been super.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't. I could sit here and list them off. It wouldn't make much sense. But of things the cops have went out of their way to do for me.
Sure.
And I find them very good and honest
people. I agree with you. I mean, you know, I've had nothing but good things to say. I mean, the cops, the sheriff's department, everybody's, you know, treated me great. And they've helped me out a lot of times whenever I've needed help and...
Yeah, so call in 740-383-9944. Only 9 minutes left. It's a shame we get all the phone calls when we're not in the studio.
Exactly.
Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to talk to you about this because the topics are real. It's real what's going on out there in the world. This is a big issue. It's not going to go away, and you have to deal with it. But, you know, the cop thing is to me is this. And this is going to seem very silly, but okay, if I have a baker, let's say somebody let's get a call. Let's go into this, and we'll do this instead. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
I get upset with all the constant news media covering and covering and covering it. You know, play it once, go on to something else. It's like the old saying, if it's not bad news, it's not news.
Well, here's what I will say to that, being a member of the media. You can't just play it once because there are new developments, and just because you saw it at 4 o'clock doesn't mean everybody did. And that's why they play it. Because let's say they played it at 4 o'clock, and then they came back on at 6 o'clock and started talking about it, and the person who wasn't home at 4 o'clock is watching it at 6 o'clock and saying, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that's why they replay it. Now, as far as... what was the second part of that?
Well, they just keep going and going and going. They don't... You know, you report the news. It's like watching SportsCenter. You know, you can watch SportsCenter at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. You see the same thing over and over and over.
Well, that's true. That's but they don't do that on the big networks. You know, the evening news will play it once, and that's it. That's the parallel and the problem of having a 24-hour news network. But what I say to that, like it, change the channel.
Yeah. Well, it's usually on all three channels, though.
Right, but I'd watch Comedy Central. If I'd seen it once and there was no new developments, I'd go watch something else.
I'd go watch one of them sports centers.
Right. But you know,
that's what I do. I watch sports.
But you know the interesting...
Well, you don't watch the news. Well, I get tired of watching the news.
I know what the argument was.
All bad news.
This is a pet peeve of mine, and Charlie Evers and I have talked about this. If it's not what was the saying you said about good news?
If it's not good news, it's not news.
If it's not bad news,
it's not
news.
Bad news, it's not news.
Right, right. And now I do take issue with that because I keep hearing this that what we want is good news, and boy, wouldn't a good news channel. And the saying you just said, news by definition. Is something that happens out of the ordinary.
Well, I agree.
You don't...
But there's good news also.
Right,
you know,
but
when somebody does something good, you don't hear about it.
What would be something good to you that happened in the last week in Marion, Ohio, that should have been on the news?
Well, it should have been played more than one time, like the fair. All the young people at the fair that did all their projects and everything.
But that's not out of the ordinary.
Well, yeah, it is.
But we do it every year. It's like Christmas. That would be like coming on every year and saying, "It's Christmas again, folks."
Oh, leading the news. We like get a driveway there.
Yeah.
Can we pull up there? It'd be easier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something out of
the senior center.
Dr.
Springer, yeah.
But it would be. You couldn't come on and do that because it has to be something out of the ordinary. And I'm trying to think of anything. Now, I'll tell you something that was people would consider a good news story that was out of the ordinary about the fair was the livestock sale on Saturday broke records.
Right.
And we are reporting on that on our news. But I guarantee you the car crash that claimed somebody's life, if we didn't talk about that, why didn't you cover that?
Yeah, that's true.
So you gotta. That's our two news stories.
If you listen to the good with the
bad. If you listen to our news stories today, our news broadcasts every hour. We do two stories every day. Today the stories are one's the wreck and one's the breaking the sales at the fair. I think we try to keep it pretty balanced, but some days you just can't say, "Hey, the sky's blue." Sometimes it is bad news.
Up here.
But thank you.
That's true. One thing that.
Hold
on just a second. You're good. Like my former Ohio State athlete gets into trouble, and the first thing they bring up, former OSU football player did this, and they'll do that several times. So, I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. But I think you have to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's who they are.
Right.
I guarantee you, if I go out tonight and rob a store, they're going to say, Scott Spears from WWGH Radio robbed a store. It's just who you are
exactly,
after a while,
yeah.
And that's the way it goes.
It's your label or your moniker, whatever you want.
Or where you work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just part of what you are.
Exactly.
740-383-9944. We still got 4 minutes left, a lot to talk about. 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we'll get you up on the air, and we can talk about whatever you want. Do you buy the story that was being said all weekend about the two African-American gentlemen killed, that if it were a pet that was killed, people would be up in arms. But it's not because
right.
of what it was.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard. Well, what do you think?
Well,
we just made harming a pet in Ohio a fifth-degree
yeah,
felony.
I was going to say, yeah, man, I'd almost agree with – I mean, you know, people take their pets pretty seriously, so
– but we don't take –
yeah.
People who
unfortunately,
are
yeah.
shot down.
Yeah, that's what's sad about the whole thing is that, you know.
But there are, you know, a few years ago, and I hate to rehash this up, but do you remember a few years ago when there was a cop here in Marion who said he had cancer and he really didn't have cancer?
Yeah.
And he took all that money and he ended up committing suicide? Horrible story. Now, that to me was not a good cop.
Right.
But that does not reflect on the rest of the
no.
sheriff's officers
no,
and,
no, no,
and
no.
people here in Marion.
Right, no.
But that's just, there are bad apples in the bunch.
Yeah, see, but like I say, what drives me nuts is that these other cops won't admit that there's, you know, that he was a bad cop, which is what's happening right now. What they need to do is come on and say, this is no direct reflection on us. This guy just was a bad.
By the way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You got 2 minutes to get in, and then Terry and I are hitting the road, as they say. Like that old Willie Nelson song goes.
On the road again.
On the road again. We might not make it back. You know,
yeah.
A tire could go flying off. You never know what's going
to
happen.
We're going to hit the bricks, as they say.
We're heading to the, I don't want to divulge the hotel, but we're heading to a hotel and a comedy showcase in Columbus, Ohio to
with
get
the legendary Dick Gregory.
Legendary Dick Gregory to get some interviews down and some big news for the rest of the week here on WWGH Radio. And then a whole other thing we haven't even talked about, but we'll get to that as the week comes along.
Absolutely.
And you'll learn about that as we
yeah.
learn about that and
yeah.
everything else. No Gail today. I thought Gail would be biting.
I know. The Price is Right's off, yeah.
Or Kathy.
Or Kathy.
Or we got Mr. Gorenflow.
Yep.
Or who are the other? Oh, the gentleman who always calls in when he's driving through Marion.
Yeah.
Who's big into the
or
gun
Jeff.
Control.
Yeah.
Well, let's have, hey, it's, oh yeah, right. Where is the animosity toward Hillary
yeah.
today? Is she off the hook? Is she clean? Is
yeah.
that what this no phone call is saying?
About. Yeah.
That she's good to go?
Not in their eyes, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. As the week progresses, I'm sure we'll hear more.
Oh, yeah.
So 740-383-9944. By the way, this week we will have Mary Ellen Withrow on Thursday.
Oh, great.
Can you imagine hearing her take on the email situation and everything that's going on?
Well, I'll be here Thursday morning, too. Oh, yeah.
So she'll be here Thursday. Oh, you're not going to want to miss that or anything else going on in the world. If it happens, it happens here on WWGH Radio, Marion's Talking Place, and only 24-hour-a-day local news connection. You don't want to miss that. But for this day, this is Scott Spears for Terry Tackett heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said, now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean, so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106. And this is my wish. I always wish it happened. I wish I would have a part of it.